Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they'll be burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. And so the gospel. Sometimes I think that if I relate well to Jesus, then it's enough. But today's gospel opens up other possibilities. It describes the Father as the keeper of the vine. It invites me not to pour all of my religious energy into Jesus, as I so often do, but to stand with Jesus before the Father, who is the vine keeper and tends to the life within us. I bring two experiences to this relationship. First, I was blessed with a wonderful father. I loved to see the smile on his lips when he would stand with the other parents at some sporting event. I never felt that he gave up his Sunday afternoon just to be there. This was the quiet joy of someone who is very content with simple pleasures. Our family life was far from perfect, but I never doubted that my father would give the best that he had for his kids. Secondly, I'm a gardener. I'm constantly renewed by the magic and beauty of flowers and trees and the earth itself as it pours forth abundance. As a busy pastor, I would not go away on my days off, but try to hide in the garden and be renewed by the soil and the surprise of some unnoticed plant that had blossomed into splendor. I'd be healed by the soil. The Gospel of John encourages me to gaze directly at the Father, to be tended to by the very source of the mystery that sheds its joy on all my small efforts in life. I have a friend who's a master gardener, and he told me once that when they display flowers at an exhibit or a flower show, they have to keep the plants about 3.5 feet back from the pathway. Otherwise, avid gardeners will automatically reach out with a thumbnail, clip off whatever they feel is any excessive growth in the plant. And of course, everyone has their own idea of what's best. I find a quiet amusement in this image of the Father as the vine dresser, standing with Jesus, gazing at the Father. We're part of the rhythm of creation itself, and our small lives are transfixed with the glory of the Father's mysterious generosity and attentiveness. United with the vine, we share directly the Son's marvelous love. Remain in me and I in you. In these simple ways, the Father is glorified and smiles on what is coming to life in his presence. If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit, and you'll become my disciples.